A reading from the book of Exodus using the translation by Eugene Peterson, known as The Message. Directed by God, the whole company of Israel moved on by stages from the wilderness of Sin. They set camp at Rephidim, and there was not a drop of water for the people to drink. The people took Moses to task, "Give us water to drink." But Moses said, "Why pester me? Why are you testing God?" But the people were thirsty for water. They complained to Moses, "Why did you take us from Egypt and drag us out here with our children and animals only to die of thirst?" Moses cried out in prayer to God, "What can I do with these people? Any minute now, they'll kill me." God said to Moses, "Go on out ahead of the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel. Take the staff you used to strike the Nile and go. I'm going to be present before you there on the rock at Horeb. You are to strike the rock. Water will gush out of it, and the people will drink." Moses did what God said, with the elders of Israel right there watching. Moses named the place Massah, which means testing place, and Meribah, which means quarreling, because of the quarreling of the Israelites and because of their testing of God when they said, "Is God here with us or not?" Through these words, may we hear the word of God today. My family will know, maybe some of them are watching today, my family will know that my mother has a black and white photograph hanging in the hallway of a three-year-old girl holding a two-foot-long stick. The girl's eyes are wide with anticipation as she prepares to whack the brightly decorated papier-mâché llama hanging just to her side. The girl has been told there is a special treasure inside that piñata, and that if she just hits it hard enough with her stick, then streams of candy, butterscotch, peppermints, Hershey kisses will flow down like a river. This little girl really wants that candy. The three-year-old girl hits the piñata really hard, harder than she has ever hit anything in her life. She swings that long stick so hard, in fact, that she loses her balance and skids onto the concrete floor, scraping her hands and her knees. Oh dear. No candy flows down from that pretty piñata. The only things she has to show for her valiant efforts are bruised up limbs and a deflated dream. "There was never any candy in that stupid llama," she screams at her parents in distress. "You tricked me, and now everyone is laughing at me. I wish I could just go home. I wish I had never come here at all." She stomps over to the corner, refusing to speak to anyone. not to her mother who tries to convince her there really is candy in that llama, not to her father who chastises her for acting like a baby, not to her best friend Susan who brings her the stick and begs her to try again. This candy-loving, stick-whacking three-year-old girl has given up hope and refuses to pretend otherwise. The ancient Israelite community we encounter in our text from Exodus this week has also given up hope. On a much more spectacular scale, of course, than our pinata-challenged three-year-old. The ancient Israelites are literally wandering from one place to another in the wilderness between Egypt and the land of Canaan, never quite sure where they will end up next. They live paycheck to paycheck, which for them means gathering up frost-like flakes that fall on the ground each morning and a handful of quail each night. It is not much. It's not butterscotch or chocolate or even milk and honey. But it is enough to sustain them from one day to the next as they wander through this wilderness. The industrious ones among them fear their luck may run out. They want to save for the future. Maybe the manna won't come next morning. Maybe the quail won't come next night. But when they try to save the manna and the quail, it just turns to worms. Day-to-day living is the only option in this barren wilderness. The social climbers among them crave the stability of food and drink from their former lives in Egypt. Slavery is better, they say, than this uncertain existence. But the decision to leave has already been made, and they have no choice but to press ahead. And so the ancient Israelites arrive at a new camp on a new day in our scripture lesson this morning, sustained but worried, pushing forward but second guessing. And here they come and realize there is no water for them to drink. And it all starts all over again. There never was any land of milk and honey calling us out of Egypt, they lash out at Moses. You tricked us, and now we will die, and our children and our farm animals will die with us, they claim in fear. We wish we could just go back to Egypt. We wish we'd never come here at all. What do you do if you're Moses, the reluctant leader of this ragtag alliance? What do you do if you're the parent of a three-year-old who has never seen candy spill from a piñata? What do you do if you're stuck in a day-to-day existence and don't know how you're going to pay next month's rent? What do you do if you're stuck at home in the midst of a global pandemic? Hit that rock with the stick, says our God, and water will come out of it so the people can drink. Hit that rock with the stick, and streams out of the rock will cause water to flow down like rivers. Hit a rock with a stick? And water will come? Certainly not the way they did it in Egypt. But out here in the wilderness, we have to look for a new and different way, a way that seemed virtually unknown before we found ourselves here. I will stand in front of you on a rock at Mount Sinai, the Holy One offers to Moses and to us. I will stand with you in front of that papier-mâché llama, says the parent to the small child. I will stand with you in front of your small business cratering, says our God to the restaurant owner, threatened by COVID-19. I will stand with you in front of your world collapsing, says our God to the laid-off seasonal worker at a sports venue. What you need will come in a way we can't even imagine. Water from a rock here in the middle of the wilderness. Pay attention, notice, and wonder what God is doing with us and for us here in this wilderness. Hit that rock with a stick, says our God, to everyone who wonders how we're going to survive in these uncertain times. Notice, pay attention, wonder what I'm up to, even as you wish you could go back to the way things were. Keep on hitting that rock with a stick, even if you're flying blind, even if others second guess you, even if you second guess yourself. I have led you out of slavery, our God says to us today. I have given you manna and quail. I will give you more than enough water. There will be hand sanitizer one day. Just look in a different way, in a different place than where you think it's supposed to be. I have done it before, says our God, and I will do it again. And I will stand with you even until the end of the age. We do not know when that paper mache pinata will finally break. We do not know when that rent check will finally come. We do not know when this global pandemic will end. What we do know is this: God is still with us. The river of the water of life still flows. We are still with God. What we also know is we still have each other, even if we are confined to our homes in this wilderness wandering worship of ours, and that is more than enough. It will always be more than enough. Amen.